Only under certain conditions will a superstorm cell spawn tornadoes. Signs point to the speeds of rear flank downdrafts, but more data is needed. A mobile storm tracking unit left Blacksburg last week for a month of research in the Plain States.
Instead of waiting for a storm to actually pass over an existing weather station that's static somewhere, we're able to take the weather stations to the storms themselves.
Dave Carroll teaches meteorology in the geography department at Virginia Tech. He and his team of students have been working on the latest prototype of what they call Mobile Mesonet for 4 years. Mobile Mesonet records wind speeds, directions, air temperatures, dew points, relative humidity, and it's all GPS-enabled, so they can go back to the data after the storm and analyze it.
So after we can catalog enough of those types of observations, maybe we can kind of get a better handle on that pre-storm environment that favors tornadoes.
Over the next month, 28 students will rotate in and out of the road trip. Graduate student Paul Miller will be one of the drivers.
It's going to be a great resource for the department in a few years, and really just getting the undergrads out there so they can experience in the field what the weather is and what the stuff they're reading in their textbooks looks like in real life is where the real value is. There's definitely that romantic aspect. People stop you at gas stations and ask you what you're doing, and it helps when you have one of these on the top of your roof.
A white minivan is tricked out with measurement instruments in a special frame designed to fit any roof rack by B&K Truck Accessories in Christiansburg. Again, meteorology professor Dave Carroll.
And I think a lot of your listeners probably can remember a time when they've gone outside and they've just thought, wow, it just feels like it's going to storm here. Well, what does that mean? What we want to try to do is take those qualitative observations and put hard numbers with them.
I'm Robbie Harris.